One year after the Israeli war, the sad memories of those days are still fresh in the mind of many. Relatives of some of the war victims that number over 1,400 carried photos and posters of their loved ones and gathered at a photo exhibition held on the ruins of Gaza's main security compound, which was destroyed during the war.
Israel has left massive destruction. We resist despite the siege, and today we remember those black days when our beloved ones were killed.
Also, Palestinian lawyers held a press conference in the same place to call for Israelis responsible for apparent war crimes to be brought to justice.
Israel did not cooperate with the UN's fact-finding mission. Israel has committed many crimes over the past 6 decades since its occupation of Palestine. This means the international community has failed to hold Israel accountable.
While people were visiting this site of the exhibition, Israeli warplanes flew over the place and left white smoke, a sign to Gaza residents that the war has not ended yet. These are the remains of the unexploded munitions that were found within the rubble during Israel's war on Gaza. Palestinians put them on display in this exhibition. Meanwhile, a number of lawyers attended a session organized by Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights to discuss the continuing Israeli violation of Palestinian human rights, especially in Gaza, which has been under siege for nearly 3 years.
The continuation of Israel's violation of human rights and the war crimes it's committing is the result of the indifference of the international community and its failure to stop such crimes and to try Israeli war criminals.
Many here believe that Israel regards itself above the international law, as it feels itself immune from any legal action for possible war crimes because of the American veto in the United Nations Security Council. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.